With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. 3 years ago, three emergency medical service workers died when the medical helicopter they were in crashed in Hazlehurst. Ascension Wisconsin Spirit Medical Transport wants their legacy to live on by honoring those that exemplify what it means to be a first responder. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains.
Pilot Rico Caruso, flight nurse Clint Mitchell, and flight paramedic Greg Rosenthal all dedicated their lives to helping others.
The last thing they did was safely deliver a patient before the accident happened.
The Spirit II helicopter crew was on their way back to Woodruff from Madison when their helicopter crashed in Hazlehurst. Their loss is still felt in the first responder community.
Doing everything we can to keep their legacies alive was important to us.
Matt Thompson is the EMS outreach coordinator for Ascension Wisconsin Spirit Medical Transport. To keep that legacy alive, the medical group created the Spirit Award.
What this entire Spirit Award is about is to honor the memory of our guys, but really to truly give this award to someone or a group that will exemplify what it means to be in EMS and serve patients and people every day.
The Oneida County Sheriff's Office telecommunications team is one of five recipients of the Spirit Award this year. A group of people so dedicated, they continue to work and answer emergency calls even as the award was being presented to them. Oneida County Communications Lieutenant Jake Simpkins nominated the team.
It's really a selfless team.
Consider the first responders. The team provides a critical role in the delivery of emergency police, fire, and medical services. Last year, they were behind the scenes of roughly 37,000 calls. In any given day, the telecommunicators give CPR instructions over the phone, talk with suicidal people, and stay calm while dispatching resources to all types of emergencies.
We get it that it's their worst day when they're calling, so to get them and offer them help as soon and as quickly as possible is really our goal, and they really take that to heart, and that's why it's a really special group.
You know, on behalf of Ascension Wisconsin and Ascension Wisconsin Spirit Medical Transport and our team, you know, we're honored to present you this award this year.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Rhinelander.
The government will help people pay their internet bills. It's offering $50 a month for eligible households and $75 a month for those who qualify on tribal lands. Another bonus, a discount of up to $100 to buy a laptop or tablet. All of this money comes from a $3.2 billion program from the Federal Communications Commission called the Emergency Broadband Benefits Program. It's a temporary effort launched in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Alyssa Kenny is the Director of Digital Access for the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin. She says more than 500,000 households in Wisconsin are probably eligible to participate.
There's a whole bunch of paths towards that. Part of it is a household income below 135% of federal poverty, job loss or furlough since February of 2020, basically participating in a number of the sort of social assistance programs, so SSI, Food Share, SNAP.
Kenny says making internet services affordable is a critical step toward expanding internet access.
There's always been a really strong need for the internet, and now the internet has become really essential to full participation in society, and this benefit will help low-income families access that.
There are two rounds to apply for the EBB program, through your internet provider or through the FCC. More information is available on our website, WXPR.org, or you can call the FCC at 833-511-0311. Governor Tony Evers has called a special session for the legislature to expand Medicaid in Wisconsin. Evers says the bill lawmakers would take up would use $850 million in federal stimulus money tied to expanding Medicaid on hundreds of projects across the state. Republicans have rejected the move for years. Senator Tammy Baldwin told WXPR she supports Evers' effort.
There are literally, you know, thousands of Wisconsinites who would be helped greatly if they were to accept these dollars. And the analysts at the state capitol have predicted that Wisconsin may lose up to $1 billion next year if they don't change their mind and reverse course on this.
Republicans have long resisted Medicaid expansion, even as 38 other states, including ones led by Republicans, have done it. Evers called the session for next Tuesday. Republicans called it a stunt and say they will not take up the bill. Travel any distance on state or county highways and you will find sections under construction. Vilas County is tackling a few different road projects this summer. Starting next month, Highway K from 45 to East Buckatobin Road will be under construction. The construction on the bridge over the Wisconsin River there will cost about $1.5 million. Construction is scheduled for the week of June 21st. One of the bigger disruptions on Vilas County highways won't start until much later in the summer. Culvert replacements on Highway M will likely lead to some closures with detours. That's not expected to start until July. You can find out about other construction projects in the county at our website, WXPR.org. Our forecast today, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, a high of 73. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly this evening, mostly cloudy with a low around 63. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.